An anonymous resident of a town in northern England has a message for the roosters who wake him up each morning. Shut up! He's complained about their noise to the town council in Milnthorpe, Cumbria. The council is now trying to ban the dawn chorus provided by some 200 roosters, or cockerels as the English call them. But other villagers support the birds, whose crowing has been a local feature for 65 years. Joining me on the line from the Coach and Horses pub is Jim Baldwin. He's lived just yards away from the birds for 25 years.
We've got a petition up in the village of about 800 people, and they've all signed to that effect that the man is totally out of order. But the council have taken his side, and up to now it's not looking good for the chickens.
I must say, I find it very surprising that the city council, or rather the town council, made up of members of people who live there and who know that roosters crow, I find it surprising that they would side with this gentleman. Why do you think they did that?
We don't know. There is rumours that he works on the council. He won't put his name forward.
I wonder, how is it possible to stop a rooster from crowing? I mean, this is what they do.
Well, this is the trouble. Very, very difficult. You've got to black the windows out, put them in very, very small cages so they can't see the daylight in the morning, which is very, very cruel. I think when this comes law, I think the man involved is going to have to put his name forward. Then I think we could see sparks flying.
Sparks flying? Meaning some what?
Some of these boys are very rough boys that own the chickens.
Jim, I wonder if you could pass the telephone to Les Chaplow, a friend of yours in the pub.
Les is here on my right. I'll pass you on to Les.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Chaplow. What's going on in that town? Why are there objections to roosters?
Well, it's just one fella. He just moved into the village, apparently. We live in the middle of the countryside here, in the middle of nowhere, really. It's just ridiculous, really, what's going on. You know, this should be, people have kept chickens for thousands of years, you know what I mean? Does this man eat? Does he eat meat? Does he eat eggs? Does he eat chicken? You know, and where does it come from? Does he think it comes from a supermarket out of a plastic bag? If you live in a rural environment, you should abide by the country ways, really. My actual next-door neighbour, when they're showing chickens, has about 10 in his garage, right under my bedroom window. So you can imagine the noise in there in the morning. It doesn't bother us one little bit.
Les Chaplow and Jim Baldwin of Milnthorpe in the English countryside speaking to us from the Coach and Horses pub.